all trading clothes, putting on makeup.
Welcome back in the Zone, 1136. Go right to the Stickies Rock and Roll Chicken Shack Hotline. Standing by, head coach of the UCA Bears, who will be at home tonight. A little more in-state competition. Back-to-back games for the Bears after taking on the Trojans over the weekend. They will host the Arkansas State Red Wolves tonight. Russ Pennell joining us. Coach, good morning. How are you?
Hey, Justin. I'm good. How are you guys?
I'm good. Hanging out with my man Patty B and Wally Hall. And Matty T is ignoring us as usual because he doesn't care about sports. But when we talk about entertainment, he can tell us what movie was good this weekend. So So tonight, take it on an Arkansas State team that is trying to get on track, as your team is. It should be an interesting matchup at the Ferris Center. And every game, and again, it's, you know, people would say, well, either it's a cliche or I'm a homer. But regardless, it's pretty obvious to me. Your team is getting better week to week. Certainly offensively, you guys are good enough to win some games. I know you guys are trying to figure it on the defensive end.
Yeah, we're not guarding very well right now, but I guess something's got to give tonight, right? Somebody's gonna get rid of that donut. I hope it's us. And I've been real happy, Justin, with the effort our guys have put forth. And we're just, when you kind of start again, you're gonna have some of these rough patches. And so hopefully we're getting some of these out of the way. But I do feel like our team is getting better. And the one thing I love is that their attitudes have been good, and they just keep working hard. And as long as they do that, I think we will get to where we want to go in time.
Coach, you recounted to me as a player, you took on UALR, lost in triple overtime, I think you said, at Barton Coliseum. Any history with Arkansas State? I assume you played them over the years.
You know what? I actually haven't. This will be first time. Even when we were at Mississippi, we didn't play them at the time. And I've always respected what they've done, going back to Nelson Catalina and then Dickie Nutt. And now, John Brady. They've had their moments where they've been pretty good. And so we know that they've only played two games. So I'm not sure there's really a sample of what kind of team they are yet. But I know that if history repeats itself, they're going to be an awful good team, and John does a great job. We all know what he did at LSU, taking them to the Final Four. So we know it's going to be a tough opponent, and I think it'll be a good challenge for us.
James White had a good day when UALR.
He's tough.
Yeah, he's awfully good, and they've got another guy at ASU who's similar, kind of a Mr. Everything for them. Anthony Livingston, 21 points and 9 rebounds a game. He's also averaging almost 2 blocks a game. What kind of challenge does he present? What do you do with him?
You know, it's the same thing as White. You know, you. In fact, I thought a couple times we guarded James White awful well, and he just made tough shots. And what an athlete! And I think we have the same test tonight. You know, every time you play somebody, they're going to have somebody that's pretty good. You're going to have to figure out how to guard that. And I think that. Hopefully we'll do a little bit better job this time. I think when you're playing great players like that, the first and foremost thing, you got to make their touches difficult. And I think right now our defense, we don't quite get that concept. We try to guard once a guy gets a ball. And as we all know, good offensive players, they need the ball. And as I tell our guys, I've never seen one score without the ball. We just don't make those adjustments yet. We haven't connected those dots. And we just got to get better at it, and that's as plain and simple as we can put it. And when you're old for sometimes it's hard to, you think, wow, we got so many issues. We really, our issues are on that defensive end. Even when we guard well, sometimes we don't get the rebound. And if we can figure that out, I think this team will be a good team. As we move forward this year.
Russ Pennell joining us on the Stickies Rock and Roll Chicken Shack Hotline. Coach, before the break, we were talking about your relationship with Coach Sutton, a guy that you played for briefly and coached with as well. He's a guy that I think is so revered here in the state of Arkansas. And we've talked before on the show about some of the influences you've had over the years and, your time with Rob Evans as well. But Coach Sutton, I guess, what are some things that you continue to try to utilize that you learned from him over the years?
Well, first of all, I hope he's not following us. He's going to disown me the way we're playing defense. That's the most embarrassing part of it, I think. But, what I got from Coach Sutton more than anything else was just his attention to detail. He was absolutely the best in running the program, just not letting things, get by. He was, whether it was on the court or off the court, I thought his discipline was, just outstanding with his players. And if you ever talk to guys who've played for him, talk to the Joe Kleins of the world, the Daryl Walkers, those people will tell you what an influence he had on their life, and he certainly did mine. You know, I went to Arkansas as a walk-on in 1979, way back a long, long time ago, and that really kind of set the course for me of what I wanted to do. I knew then I wanted to coach, and I was so in awe of Coach Sutton. In fact, when I started working for him, there were a lot of times I'd have to tell myself, I'm on staff, I'm not a player anymore, and I need to be, you know, not so scared of him. And yet he's been so good to me over the years, called me after I got this job and really encouraged me. And Sutton family means a lot to me, and Eddie's had a big, big impact on my career as well as my life.
Coach, I always love talking with guys like yourself who are now coaching and influenced heavily by Hall of Famer like Sutton. Are there certain things you do, any kind of drills, that old school type drills, and stuff that he did that you really only find with coaches like yourself who have been around him and guys like that you carry on the tradition of?
Absolutely, Pat. And, you know, one of the things that Coach Sutton did, he had a drill he called the Mr. Iba drill, and it was a drill that was dedicated to his coach, Henry Iba. We didn't call him Coach Iba. We called him Mr. Iba. He was actually alive when I was at Oklahoma State, and I had a chance to be around him for 2 years. And Coach Sutton had a drill where you would have to you'd be in help side defense, and a guy would drive the ball about 20 feet from the goal on the wing. You would take a charge off of that guy. Then we would roll a loose ball on the floor. You'd have to dive on the ball, save it to a teammate, and then you'd go to the basket, and we'd give you a ball, and there's two guys there waiting with pads just beating the heck out of you, and you had to score three times before you could get out of the drill.
Oh my gosh.
And so it was just a toughness type drill. And to be honest with you, on Thanksgiving, we had a practice kind of like that here. And I thought we played a little bit tougher at UALR. We're still not there. But we did another drill with Coach Sutton, and he called it animal drill. And it's just three guys, and the first one to score three buckets gets out.
Mm.
And, you know, and there's no rules except you don't hit them in the head and you don't undercut them. And other than that, everything's legal. So
I got to see video of that. You need to post video of that on the website. Yeah, that'll be intriguing.
It's funny because I had the conversation. I think I was talking to you, Justin, when I said that there were so many things that I can remember we did in high school that I can't imagine coaches doing now, and one of them was the charge drill, where essentially you had one line at half court that would dribble as fast as they could.
That's
You had the other line. The poor kid was just, all he had to do was just stand there and take a knee to wherever.
Cover his but, I mean, privates it was and just take like, a shot?
Yeah,
oh,
but
brutal.
I need to tell you a funny story on that, Pat, and Wally will know this guy. Wally, you remember Alan Zahn. When I was a freshman, there was a guy at Fayetteville named Alan Zahn. He was just a specimen. And we were doing that drill that Pat's talking about. It's like two line layups, and basically the line that's the rebound line has to sprint over and get in position and take a charge. And so we're lined up, and I start counting on the other side. I'm in the charge line, and I'm paired up with Alan Zahn. And there's no way. So the guy, I don't even remember who it was. There was a guy behind me, and I acted like my shoe was untied. So I bent down to tie my shoe, and he moved up in front of me, and he got the blunt of that. But,
that's beautiful.
I remember that drill when you brought that up.
Coach, that's great anticipation on your part.
I was just going to say, that's all the signs of a coach right there. You're thinking two steps ahead, my man. That's beautiful.
Oh. Yeah, it shows I was a little bit soft, I guess, too.
Well, Alan Zahn was 6'7", about 220.
Yeah.
He was something, yeah.
Yeah, well, that dude that he ran over has never been heard from again. It was a sad deal. So.
I think you're right. Uh-huh.
Tonight, 7 o'clock tip at the Fair Center, Central Arkansas hosting Arkansas State. And you and I talked about it a little bit the other day, too, Coach. Just have in-state games like this. And, of course, with A-State and UALR, their conference opponents, so they're going to face each other. You see it all over the place in Division II. It's great for you guys, though, to get in the mix. And I told Dr. Tigg the other day, I applaud John Brady for being willing to come to the Fair Center a couple of years ago, and now you guys are going to get the home and home with UALR going forward. So I just think it's great for the fans, and it's certainly good for the teams, too, where you don't have to travel far and you get to play another Division I opponent.
Well, I think it's great for the state. I really do. And we're behind a little bit right now. We know that. We need to make this a better game, and hopefully we'll play well tonight, and we can do that. But what I would love to envision over time is that, because we know UALR and Arkansas State play each other because they're in the same conference, but if every year, you know, you had these games coming up. I just think it'd be great for the state of Arkansas in basketball, especially now the Razorbacks got it going, and we just kind of raised the level of everything, and we're hoping to do our part, but we're in the same boat. You know, we applaud the fact that Arkansas State and ULR will do that, and it does help all of our budgets, and I think it helps enhance basketball. So we're grateful for it, and we look forward to the opportunity.
Coach, look forward to being with you tonight. I appreciate the time very much. I want to leave you with one interesting thing here. I was looking through the game notes from Arkansas State, and they've got the series history here. A-State leads slightly, 21-18 all time. And they've got it, you know, where the games were played and who won what. And it says location in meetings 1927-28 and from 1952-53 is unknown. So they don't even know where they played the games historically. So I'll have to call Harry King and see if he can give me some insight on that because he was certainly around for those. But anyway.
Coach, we just missed your birthday too, huh? So
well, I appreciate that. Yeah, they're not quite as much fun as they used to be.
When was that?
November the 28th.
Oh, my gosh. How about that, Coach? Happy birthday. I'm sorry I didn't mention that the other
day. There's no worries. I try to forget them now, but it's good to be upright and breathing.
How old are you now? What birthday was that?
That's a very inappropriate question.
He's a grown man. He doesn't care.
I am. I have to admit, 54. I guess one more year and I get, like, discounts, right?
Double nickel. That'll be good.
That's right.
Okay, cool. Well, Coach, we'll see you tonight. Somebody's always got to go, and as Coach Pennell mentioned, I know the Bears are hoping it's theirs. So,
Rush, tell Anthony I'll say hello, would you?
I will, Wally. Thank you very much.
Coach, I'll see you tonight. Thank you.
Take care. All right. Bye-bye.
Anthony Boone. Yeah, he's an assistant
now. Great
person. He was